Shmuel, page 430.
In the last years of his life, Rav Shmuel Shapira, because of health and also fighting the Yetzirah, Rav Shmuel used to prevent himself from eating the whole day. He used to taste something in the afternoon, a fruit. In the evening, eat a small meal. So Rav Lezer Berlan Shlita, should be healthy and well. For 2 years straight, he ate on his table. When? Between Tavshin Lamed Gimel and Tavshin Lamed Hei, 1973-1975. Yigdal Berlan says, I was living in Nevak, but all week I was in Yerushalayim. One night, I was with Rav HaChashuv of Hirsch Leib Lippel, who was like the Rebbe and friend of Shmuel Shapira. And right after Vasiki, I used to go with Rav Levi Yitzchak to the Kaisan. And afterwards, I used to go to Rav Shmuel to eat breakfast with him. So before he was sick. I mean, a few years before he was got sick. And I used to hear him saying stories and say his talks. It was private, so then he spoke more. Yeah. Afterwards, I used to go a little bit to the field to learn. In the afternoon, I used to go eat by Rav Shmuel again. And I saw he lives with his son, Asan David, Mishnevur, every day at a certain hour. Every day, for an hour. A whole hour, Mishnevur with Asan David, his son. One of his oldest, not the oldest, but one of the older sons.
The one he prayed for, the one he prayed for is on his day.
Yeah, so that's right. And on the whole day that you used to see him here and there, he hardly ate anything. On Friday, Rav Shmuel was very, I think he was already ill, I'm not sure. On Friday, he was, after the mikveh, he was exhausted. It was difficult for him. So people used to go diving for with him in his house, so he doesn't have to go out to shul. And after davening, his shamish used to throw everyone out of the house, so he sits ready to eat, because he didn't eat all day. Almost all day, he ate very little. One Friday night, came up to, he did, because he also didn't want to eat in front of people, only his family. One Friday night, came up to his house, a Jew was a little bit, was a weirdo a little bit, a freak. He had a broken heart, it was weird.
It's called Sinemites.
Okay. But after davening, he started talking with Shmuel for a long time, tell him all of his financial problems, all of his health problems, all of his family problems, everything he spoke, and he's saying it, telling him everything around it. He started a long time, Shmuel is sick, and he's hungry, and he didn't eat all day. Yeah, everything that happened, every fight he had with this son, and with that guy, and Rav Shmuel sitting in front of him, yeah, I concentrate, yeah. Yeah, yeah, you're right, it's difficult, he's joining him, and he says, yeah, yeah, speak, you know. People, the family, they knew how Rav Shmuel was like, he's exhausted, and how much he needs to eat. They tried to tell him, leave, you know. But he got ignored, and even they told him, you have to leave now, Rav Shmuel needs to eat. He ignored everything. And not only that, the guy tells the shamish, who are you? You're a baby. I know Shmuel for 40 years already. Well, how old are you? 25 years old? You're 30 years old? He tells Shmuel, he goes to Shmuel, Shmuel, I'm bothering you? And Shmuel says, what? Chassid? No, talk. You're not bothering me? And he's exhausted. And next door, anyways, for a long time, they're trying to get him out. And Shmuel's getting weaker and weaker, and he's going on and on and on. And this is now getting to a situation that he's Pikuach Nefesh. So the Rebbetzin hinted to the Shamish, get him out. He grabbed him, he threw him out of the house. Immediately when he got out, Shmuel disconnected himself from all of his obligations. Now he doesn't have to act nicely anymore. And he collapsed on the sofa. Immediately, they did Kiddush and wine, immediately, and he ate something. And Shmuel said right away, you should know Lezer, that's the name of the Shamish. A Jew with a broken heart is a very sensitive, dangerous thing in Hashem's world. To be very careful not to hurt him. I know you wanted my benefit. You have to be very careful with him. That's how the Shmuel was. The less, he almost died. And being for the
Shabbat. On Shabbat or Shabbat?
Friday night. But the rabbits didn't know when to protect him. All the tzaddikim, they don't know when to stop, when to say no. So they go on and on. That's why they have rabbits to restrain them, restrain the people around them.